Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I spoke of tea and the ham cheese bringing us back. That's green onions. Welcome back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thank you. All of you have been buying my book. Amazon loves it. I love it. Thank you so much for that. Skip Miller is here. Skip is our good buddy. He's the author of so many books on selling, The Ultimate Sales Toolkit. That's the new one, right, Skip?
Selling Above and Below the Line. That's the new
okay.
one.
Where is that one? I don't have that one.
You said that last time I was on the show, and I sent you it.
You did? Okay. Well, somebody's been, you know what? You know, I'm
it's a popular book.
Seriously, I've got a heck of a library here at my studio, in my offices. People know that around here, and they show up. I don't know why they're here. You know, my friends, they come in the building. They don't come to see me. I'm thinking, why are they here? And then somehow they leave with a book. I think that's what's happening. And I can always tell the good ones because they're the ones that go out the door, you know. They act like this is the public library.
I've read The Age of the Customer. It's a pretty good book, Jim.
Well, somehow they don't. They don't buy those. They just take those with them. All right. So thank you for being here, and let's talk about salesmanship. Let's talk about 21st century selling. Customers are smarter. They're more informed. They're more demanding. They don't have more. They have less time.
They want to control the sales process.
They have different expectations. Every time you turn around, your old customers have new expectations. What's a professional salesperson to do?
Stay in control of the process. Meaning we cannot just constantly say, if I do what my customers are asking for, and if I do it well, I'll get the order. Meaning as much more as the customer's learning about what's out there, buyers want to be led. So when you buy a pair of shoes, the person says, here, try them on. You do. They say, here, go walk around. Look at yourself. It's not being pushy. It's just describing next steps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just had a bunch of trees in our backyard, and we had two people quote. And the one guy comes and says, he walked around, he come back, and goes, okay, I'll trim all your oak trees. We got 11 oak trees in the backyard for X amount of money. I go, wow, that's a lot of money. The next day, the other guy shows up. He walks us around. He goes, now I'm going to trim this tree here, I'm going to do this. And he was probably a couple hundred dollars more than the first guy.
Mm-hmm.
But because I was engaged, I was involved. Well, guess who controlled that sales cycle?
Right.
It's not pushy. It's asking for a little sweat equity from the other side. So our rule number one, describe the process.
This is where I keep reminding people about the concept of closing. You know, most people think closing is the pushy part. And I remind them that this closing is what you're talking about. If you have a well-developed closing process, meaning you don't even know how many closes you have, you can control the process simply by confirming with them that you covered all the bases up to that point.
Which is the control step. They feel, John, we've covered this, we've covered this, we've covered this together, right? They feel like they've been validated.
Can we agree that we've gotten that part out of the way and we don't have to come back there anymore?
Buyers want to be heard, right? So what happens, a salesperson says, I'm assuming they felt they've heard because I've told, four-letter word, told. I've told them everything, so now they're educated. Well, buyers don't like to be told. Buyers want to be worked with. So to your point, Jim, you know, as long as you review the process every step of the way and tell people what's going on, get them engaged and involved, our number one rule, describe the process with the customer, is important.
Yep.
Our rule number two, give them some homework to do. It could be circling, starring an email. It could be asking them to fill something out on your website so they can give you something back. If they're willing to put a minute or two of sweat equity, then it's a mutual process. We've got to stop thinking, I got to do everything. I'm going to give them a proposal. I'm actually going to print it in color and send it to them. Yeah, guys, we got to make sure we're mutually working together here. So think of three or four good homework assignments. So something
when I had
like
my, when I had my when I had my consulting company,
I would
go in and work with someone on a project, and you know, getting a small business owner to write you a check for something they can't hold in their hand is not easy to do. And you know, when you're helping them with advice and with counsel, you know, once the bill comes due, they kind of forget stuff. But whenever I would leave them, I would say, okay, now until I come back next week or whenever, I would like for you to work on this, and then we'll compare notes when I come back. And they would do that because they were paying for it. But when I got ready to send them a bill, they were able to recognize their handiwork in what I was building them for.
Jim, we consulted a local small business heating air conditioning company, and I went around with them on a Saturday and watched their some of their people give quotes at, quote, the kitchen table. We came up with an idea of, instead of sitting at the kitchen table, describe the new air conditioner or heating system you're going to walk outside, mm-hmm. show them the old unit, show them what the new one's going to look like, then walk back to the kitchen table. When the customer got up from the table, went outside and go, oh, I see where the old one is, and I see what the new one's going to look like. I mean, it was a little, sales shot up. They had 20%.
It's like a road trip. Everybody loves a road trip, right?
Yeah. You're the roadie. No, it took them out of their chair, and they had to walk out. So the competitor was all around the kitchen table looking at brochures, but they were able to take the customer outside and physically say, this is where it's going to go. There's transfer of ownership. So our number two rule is figure out some homework assignment, form to fill out, email to give you, road trip, something that gets them actively involved.
And when we come back,
they're
going to
put time and energy towards the sale.
We're going to get some more good advice from Skip and an offer of a new product that he's making available just for small business owners. So we're going to get him to tell us about that coming up right after the next break. Skip Miller and I will be right back. M3Learning.com is his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.